Triple Team Traffic, let's begin with Ricky Meese.
Well, before we get to all the problems on the freeways, I just wanted to pass along a problem on 7th East, a KSL traffic trooper letting us know there's a natural gas leak. 7th East, about 8600 South, and that traffic is down to one lane in both directions. That's going to cause you some delays. Now, for those on southbound I-15, you still have your typical afternoon drive slowdowns from downtown to the point of the mountain. Northbound I-15, seeing some spots of slowing. Draper to Midvale, the west belt stacked up and slow southbound from I-80 now to about 3900 South. And spots of delay westbound on the 201 between I-15 out to 7200 West. Brandon Crowe.
Southbound Bangor Highway is lethargic from about 90th South to South Jordan Parkway due to a crash that has both center lanes closed. And there's also another crash clogging things up about westbound 90th South and 1900 West. Down in Utah County, the only slow spot right now is southbound I-15 from the point of the mountain down into Lehigh. Mark?
Getting a look at a camera shot of very heavy traffic leaving downtown Salt Lake City, northbound I-15, right about North Temple. Now, the wreck in the backup at 6 South downtown is causing delays south Salt Lake, and you will stay heavy till you get to the North Interchange. Then in Davis County, it's sort of typical. It looks Farmington Highway 89 Lagoon up to Layton Hills Mall as usual on northbound I-15. Highway 89 has been a little heavy up into Fruit Heights as well. Far west, northbound I-15 lane shiftings. And then an area southbound I-15 south of Plymouth, a semi across both lanes of traffic causing problems there. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.